Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is Lyles, TC, Cheddar Bill. Look at that panel. News of the day from Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes practicing. Wolverine-level healing for Mahomes. That's after the line moved wildly. What does Vegas know? And also, MVP, Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year. We'll go around the horn, stop, re-around the horn, re-stop, re-around the horn. Let's go around that horn.
I'm so confused.
What are you talking about?
What is this?
Don't worry about it, Flash. You'll be eliminated by then. Look at this. Patrick Mahomes today, no boot. Do you see a limp? He participated in a walk around with the team today and then practiced this afternoon. The gambling line for Kansas City Cincinnati has been all over the place the last 72-ish hours. KC was favored by 3 at Superbook Sports to start. Moved the other way to Cincinnati. It's now Cincinnati by 1. So a question, what does Vegas know, is a fine question to ask. But Bill, start me with what you saw from Mahomes today and knowing that he practiced. What does that mean and who should be favored in this matchup?
Seeing that video, it's clear he's trying so hard not to limp. He's trying to get out of there without a limp. And he probably jumped on a cart the minute he got out of the podium area. I think he's hurt. There's no question he's hurt. That's what's affecting the line. I think the Bengals have to be favored. All you have to look at is one stat. We all saw it last weekend, but one stat. He threw the most passes outside the pocket of any NFL quarterback this year. In the second half of Saturday, he threw 0 passes outside the pocket. He's a different player without his, as everybody is, but he in particular. He's also the team's second leading rusher, so they've lost that. This, you can't equate how big this loss is.
I don't know why I just gave you the algorithm filter when the number you gave was 0. Not a lot of algorithm involved in that. Tim Kalishaw, please, go ahead.
I was concerned about that background. Let me say this. I've paid attention to betting lines for a long time, including that era when we weren't supposed to be paying attention and talking about betting lines.
Okay.
I've never seen a championship game move 5.5 points by Wednesday, especially when the injury happened Saturday afternoon. The line came out Sunday night. You know, he'd already been hurt, so I don't understand why everybody got so serious about it. But regardless, I think Kansas City still should be about a 3-point favorite. I think people have gone a little nuts over Cincinnati's win in the snow, and I think the snow actually helped them slow down the Buffalo pass rush. I think Cincinnati still has offensive line problems that will show up, that showed up against the Ravens, and will show up this game. And I expect Mahomes to play. And I expect the Chiefs to be favored to win the game.
Harry Lyles Jr.
I can't tell you what the spread should be because I don't gamble and I like to invest my money because that's a smart thing to do. However, I can tell you this, just based on that injury, right? We know that at some degree he is injured, right? To me, that works in the Bengals' favor, not just because, yes, he's hurt. Obviously, that's not good for Kansas City, but it is because of the way Cincinnati plays defense. In the 3 games that these two teams have played over the last 2 seasons, Patrick Mahomes has 6 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the first half. In the second half of those games, he has 0 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions. That works in the Bengals' favor. They get better in the second half of not just the games against the Kansas City Chiefs, but in general as well, as they have the number 1 red zone defense and the second best team in terms of defending points per game. So to me, this is more just about his injury and the way that the Bengals are playing in this moment than anything
else. So if I were to ask you which team's stock is higher right now, a man who invests as well as you do, you would say Cincinnati. Kalishaw would have no idea because he's gambled it all the way before he got there. Gutierrez joined us in this conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to go anti-Tim Kalishaw here. Look, the injury that he has, the high ankle sprain, is a serious injury. We're talking about 4, 6, maybe 8 weeks. There's probably, you know, surgery involved in a lot of cases. And the idea that he remains this Superman that can overcome all of these things. I thought we sort of recognized that last AFC playoffs or last AFC championships when they said that, hey, the Chiefs' offensive line's not good and the Bengals went in and beat them and their defensive line looked great. And the Bengals' defensive front continues to look great. And so the idea that we don't have enough of a sample size on the Bengals, who are in their second consecutive AFC championship as well, I think is you know, it's not giving them nearly enough credit. So I do believe that, frankly, the smart money or the bettors, I believe, are the ones who are changing that line, because you're right, Tim. He was injured at Sunday night when that line was set, but everybody's looking at the Bengals, and I don't think they're overreacting. I think they're reacting properly. They should probably be even, if not favored.
Does anybody think there would have been a competitive advantage to have not seen Mahomes all week, keep him under lock and key, in a boot, in a hyperbaric chamber, whatever, and at least allow for the mystery, Bill Plaschke, going into Sunday?
I was stunned they sent him out there for the press conference. They should have sent Chad Henne out. They should have Chad Henne do all the media this week, keep him hidden, keep Mahomes locked, because you don't want to, then you don't want the Bengals to know anything about this. I'm surprised he's so visible.
We don't need to encourage the NFL to hide players from the media during the week. They do a good enough job without that.
We'll move on.
Tim's funny today.
NFL MVP finalists named. You guys ready? Here are the finalists for MVP. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Hurts, and Patrick Mahomes. Let's go around that horn, Harry Lyles Jr. Who you got?
I'll tell you what, this is absolutely Patrick Mahomes. What we're not going to do is, in the same season at the beginning of the year when we were like, hey, is Tyreek Hill the reason for this man's success? He just had his second best statistical season of his career. We are not going to give him the LeBron James treatment. Give Pat Mahomes the MVP. Let's stop playing around with this, please.
Mm-hmm. Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, sort of, we're just assigning credit, right? The pie chart of credit, and it feels like Patrick Mahomes gets even more credit given that Tyreek Hill's being gone and still tied for the best record in the league and still had, you know, the most touchdowns, I believe, and had, you know, equal interceptions to Jalen Hurts, only 12. So I do believe that Patrick Mahomes feels like the obvious MVP.
I do believe, says Gutierrez. Anyone tempted by Jalen Hurts here? Let's see. Bill Plaschke?
Yes, Jalen Hurts just had one loss, led Eagles to the playoffs. Second most rushing touchdowns in the league, fourth in passer rating. So he's got two great stats. He did it all, Jalen Hurts.
You like Jalen Hurts for the award, and Tim Kalishaw.
The correct answer is Jalen Hurts. Plaschke's right. He didn't put much emotion into it, but he had the right answer. He won 14 games. Well, who else did that? On top of that, the two games he didn't play, what happened? They lost. What says MVP other than this team can't win without me? That's
Lyles,
Jalen Hurts.
You're shaking your head. No, come back in with Mahomes then. Make another case.
Patrick Mahomes is the NFL's Michael Jordan. He's the best player. Just because somebody else has had a nice year and we have enjoyed that and it surprised us does not make him the MVP over the MVP.
See what happens in Glendale.
Coach of the year. Only three finalists. Brian Daboll, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan. So maybe you think there's some snubs on that list. Let's recircumnavigate around the horn here. Who you got, Israel Gutierrez, coach of the year?
Yeah, it's tough because I wanted to take Doug Peterson because of what he did with that team. But Kyle Shanahan, I mean, when you look at what this team has been through with three quarterbacks, when you look at the type of the credit that, again, we're talking about giving credit to these people, the credit that he deserves, frankly, for that offensive setup and the way they run things. And then, you know, knowing that he's got that defense and still being able to run an offense that is still, you know, scoring 30, 40 points a game, I think it's got to be Kyle.
Harry Lyles Jr.?
See, I am going to go with Doug Peterson just because, to me, he had the biggest haul to pick up coming into the season. Like, it genuinely looked like Urban Meyer not only ruined Trevor Lawrence's career before it could even get started, but it also seemed like he ruined that culture in Jacksonville. So to me, for a team that started off 3-7, he got them to 9-8 into the postseason and won a game. I got to give it to Doug Peterson.
Tim Kalishaw, coach of the year.
I think Peterson's a worthy candidate for what he did, but that's an easy division. Shanahan's team hasn't lost in 3 months, and he just went to a conference championship game with the 262nd pick in the draft at quarterback. Nobody else can do
that. Bill Plaschke.
Brian Daboll got there with Daniel Jones. Are you kidding me? And he did it in New York under the microscope of the New York Giants. All the history there, as bad as they've been, he turned Barkley around. Oh, but he changed the culture. Daboll, he's got to win.
Under the microscope of the New York. You're talking about Isola. All right. Daboll got there with Isola over his shadow. How does he do it?
Steve Serby? What are we talking here?
Nick Sirianni? No one gets a vote for Nick Sirianni here and what he did? Okay. All right. We'll see.
He had a nice year.
He knows what he's doing. I believe he told somebody that on the sideline. Love that. We'll move on. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Here are the finalists. Kenneth Walker III, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Purdy. Purdy getting there with only 6 regular season games. One more time. Who you got, Tim Kalishaw?
You know, if we could count these playoff games, we would go with Brock Purdy, but I don't think he played enough. Garrett Wilson played with, it seemed like, 4 or 5 different quarterbacks for the Jets this year, and he kept doing the job all year. I'm going with Garrett Wilson.
Bill Plaschke.
Brock Purdy saved a season, Tim. He came out of nowhere, undefeated, led him into the playoffs. I know he didn't play a full season, but he had the impact of a full season. He changed the season. He saved the season. Brock Purdy's Rookie of the Year.
Israel Gutierrez.
Garrett Wilson, again, played all 17 games. He was a security blanket for multiple different quarterbacks and sort of was the offensive highlight, if you will, for that team, for a good story for the first half of the season. I got to take Garrett Wilson, but you can't not sort of recognize what Brock Purdy as the final pick in the draft, taking over at probably the most difficult position on this loaded team to be a finalist just after 5 regular season games is quite the...
Harry Lyles Jr.,
yeah, there's not quite enough games there for Brock Purdy for me to go with him. For me, it's Garrett Wilson, because even with Zach Wilson, one of the quarterbacks, many quarterbacks that we're talking about, he has had or caught passes from, people have talked about him possibly not even getting another chance because he was so bad. The fact that he still had 1,100 yards and 4 touchdowns as a rookie on this Jets team that it has been honestly hard to be a good player on at any position, I think it's got to be him.
Only 3 finalists for that position, too. No Olave. But you've got Wilson. No one had Walker. Okay. All right. Just picking up what you're putting down here.
Walker was good.
Oh, I'm glad Tim Kalishaw thinks Walker was good. Yeah, the man who made the playoff run for Seattle. Buy or sell on the other side. Very passionate.
Demanding passion.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
Buy or sell, we start with the Baseball Hall of Fame. One and only one player joining Fred McGriff and getting in. Scott Rolen. Not in, everybody else. Todd Helton falling 11 votes shy. Billy Wagner, Andrew Jones, and below them, the usual suspects, Sheffield, Beltran, Manny Ramirez, A-Rod. Bonds, Clemens, McGuire already off ballot. Here's the great video of Roland and his parents. That was wonderful. So on his election and the statements voters are making with each and every vote every year and 1 or 2 player classes. Bill Klaschke, around the horn to you.
I think Scott Roland is the first analytics-based Hall of Famer. 6 years ago, he was on the ballot. He got 10% of the votes because people weren't looking at it that closely. Then they realized he has the 5th best wins over replacement for third baseman in history. That's what got him in. That's the way the trend is going. And unfortunately for Manny Ramirez and Sheffield and A-Rod, there's still steroids as a no-go.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, I don't want to rain on his parade here, but if the baseball writers have a problem, if you're not going to vote for Bonds and Clemens, which they didn't, and you're not going to vote for A-Rod, Manny, and Sheffield, then you're going down a level. And Scott Rolen's down a level from those players. He finished in the top 10 MVP voting one time in his 17-year career. He's a really good player. He's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Ira Lyles Jr.
is somebody that grew up watching Scott Rolen. It sort of made sense to me. I hadn't really considered Bill's point of view from it, which makes a lot of sense. But to me, I think it probably feels a little bit underwhelming because you've got a player like Adrian Beltre that's going to be in next year. But it's just hard for me to take the Hall of Fame seriously at this point. Another person that was on their sixth year on the ballot was Andrew Jones. How do you not have the best defensive center fielder in baseball history in the Hall of Fame? I can't take it seriously.
Atlanta and Harry coming out right there. And Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
Yeah, I think it hurts just making the comparisons with those other players because having watched Scott Rolen, it's not just the offense, the defense. The guy was ridiculous. And so you look at him and you say, yeah, borderline Hall of Famer. Okay, if he got in, fine. I think the damage is, you know, comparing him with those names that aren't in for other reasons. And for those other folks who say, hey, my life will be complete, my life will be fine without the Hall of Fame. I mean, you look at that reaction video and the Scott and the Rolen family. I mean, it obviously means a lot to them. So there is a lot of value to that. Obviously.
That was really sweet. Anybody notice what Harry Lyles tried to do there? Growing up watching Scott Rolen. Everybody grew up in some level watching Scott Rolen. It just was a different aging.
I was a grown up when I watched Scott Rolen.
I was not.
We'll move on. Buy or sell to a stat you didn't even know existed. The only player to score 40 points against every NBA team. LeBron James completing that when he did it last night. 46 versus the Clippers. Perhaps more importantly, he's now 178 points from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is sneaking up on us. Tim Kalishow, what does it mean to score 40 against every team in our league?
Mainly it means you had to change teams. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. Somebody like Dirk Nowitzki couldn't do it because he played 21 years in Dallas. It's nice. He scores a lot of points against a lot of teams. He's played forever. It's another thing for LeBron. Great. Happy for him.
Spicy Tim Kalishow. Harry Lyles Jr.
Well, you know, as somebody that grew up watching LeBron James, listen, my first thought with this was shock because if you told me there was one more team that he did not score 40 points against, I would not have guessed the Clippers because I would have thought he would have done that 10 or 15 years ago. So that was honestly my biggest takeaway from this, but it's honestly cool to just see LeBron and sort of him owning this moment as he gets closer to Kareem.
Israel Gutierrez.
I mean, he's just cementing himself as the best NBA career of all time. And even if he said to himself, hey, like, I've got to score 40 against the Clippers. It's the one team I didn't score 40 against. And the fact that he can just come out and do it at this age is amazing. And so, yeah, I didn't think this Kareem record, you know, 20 years ago when Harry was growing up, I didn't think it was breakable. And now it's like, it's shocking that it is. And he's going to play several
years. It's shocking. It's like 2 weeks away, you know? I mean, I get it. It's an inevitable thing. But this is going to be a big deal. Bill Plaschke, how about you?
I saw Cal Ripken chasing Lou Gehrig. He was wiped out at the end. Pete Rose chasing Ty Cobb. He was wiped out at the end. LeBron's even stronger. He set his personal best for 9 3-pointers yesterday. Who does that on the verge of breaking this all-time scoring record? And Cal Shaw, I'm sorry you're so down on LeBron. I guess Brad Davis didn't
down on him.
Of all the statistics, 40 against every team is a little. I was surprised. Harden is next on that list. He's missing one team, and Durant's missing three teams. Although, of the three teams Durant's missing, he did it against them in the playoffs. Two of them, at least. We'll move on. A tweak to NBA All-Star, the captains. Oh, captains, my captains, right, Tim Kalishow? Who will find out tomorrow, LeBron, Giannis, or Durant, won't be picking the teams anymore a week before on TV. They'll be picking the rosters live on the night of the game. Harry, buy or sell that?
I'm buying this one because we've turned this into a pickup game, which it should be. But the other part of this, too, is if there's any beef in terms of the picking process, we immediately get to settle this on the floor instead of on Twitter. And to me, that's the best part of this.
Mr. Gutierrez.
I mean, I don't know. I'd still need to see it, to be honest, because there needs to be drama there, right? And with the TV shows that we've had previously where they picked the teams, there was a little bit of drama. There was some fun there. We talked about it on this show. So I'm not sure if it's going to be great, if it's going to be end-the-moment drama, if it's just going to be, hey, look at those two teams. Now let's go.
Bill Plaschke.
I've been pushing this for 5 years. They need to take it a step further. They need to pick the players on the court a half hour before the game like they're on a playground. You, I take you, I take you, I take you. Do everything but shirts and skins. That would make it perfect.
It's not even just I pick you. It's I don't pick you. That's what you want to see. Tim Kalish, yeah. How about you?
Let's find a way to make a bad All-Star game even worse. Let's make sure there's no buildup to the game whatsoever because nobody knows who's on whose team.
Oh, and you can't
even use your imagination to say, I think this team, I want to be for this team. How do you even bet on this game? It's a silly thing.
Kalisha is spicy today. Let your soul stand cool and composed before a million universes, Tim. Yeah, do that. Another Walt Whitman reference. I don't know. I'm really enjoying myself today. Lyles Gutierrez Showdown next.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Harry Lyles, this is Rook Gutierrez. Good luck in Showdown. The heat between the Bills and Bengals. You know about Eli Apple biting into Diggs and Allen. Here's Bills GM Brandon Bean getting involved.
I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Jamar Chase. You got to go through some lean years to do that.
Harry, fair or foul?
I thought it was fair. The question made sense. The answer made sense. But I did think it was funny the way that he mentioned paying Stephon Diggs. If you didn't want to do that, you could have not traded for him in the pick that you got. You'd be paying Justin Jefferson on a rookie contract.
Yeah, I mean, he's a GM for the Bills. He is not the Buffalo Bills. If he were to perform that poorly as a GM, he might not be making that pick for that top wide receiver or that top running back anyway. So, yeah.
That is a very true point as well, Israel. That's a fair question and a fair answer. We'll move on. Showdown 2, this video of Patrick Reed tossing a tee towards Rory, which came after Rory kind of snubbed Reed. Harry, you here for a Rory Reed beef?
No, when I heard about this beef, I was like, oh, this sounds legit. And then I learned it was really just plain sort of like pork tenderloin. That toss wasn't really that much shade. I was expecting him to like chuck it at him. It was like a toss as if he was giving him a tee to use. No, I'm not for it.
Tony, if you ever sued me for defamation, trust me, I'm not going to walk up to you and try to shake your hand. I don't know what world Patrick Reed is living in that he expected a hug from Rory McIlroy, but I love the beef. I love it.
Not a lot here. Point to Harry Lyles Jr. Showdown 3, check this out. There's a lot here. Kyle Kuzma's fit before the game last night. Technicolor dream cardigan and the matching knit mask. So you're going to grade the look, but remember, this is Kyle Kuzma, so you got to compare it to the extra long sweater from last year. Go ahead, Iz.
I'm going to take the current one. As somebody who has been trying to be recognized by my own torso instead of my face, I love the first look. You get to see what you get to see.
I didn't follow you there until a second. Okay, go ahead, Harry Lyles.
It is good that he's able to show off the physique, but to me, the pink outfit is more versatile. You get to wear it out, and then you could also clearly wear that at home and lay on the couch and watch television with how that thing looks like a blanket, basically.
Israel Gutierrez, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Thank you. Trust me on the fashion tips here. Want to talk about another Fordham alum, not Tony Reale, but Smush Parker, who is going to be an NBA referee. And for those people who think, hey, what's the big deal? He was an NBA player. Why do you want this accomplishment to be celebrated? Well, there are less NBA referees any given year than there are NBA players. There's about 870 to 80 NBA referees. There's anywhere between 400 and 500 NBA players on a given year. So it is quite the accomplishment, not just to graduate from Fordham, but to play in the NBA and then be a referee. So shouts to Moose Parker. Just don't be terrible at it.
Ah, love me.
Moose Parker, the ref. Is that real? Is
this That's real. That's real.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That'd be amazing. We'll see you tomorrow.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.